We are learning Masechet Psachim about Daf Peidalad on Beis, and we are beginning on Peidalad on Aleph, six lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. We are going to learn now a sugya where we have a Braisa, a Machlokes Rebbe and the Tanakama, in the Halachos of Etzel and Sishburboi, and in Yetz Hashem, the Gemara will give us eight Pshatim in the Nafgamina between Rebbe and the Tanakama. Eight different Pshatim. Tanu Rabbanan. The Etzel and Sishburboi, we learn from this Pasuk, Boi Bekosher of Loi Apostle, that a kosher, there's an iser to break the bone. Apostle, a Karm Pesach, there's no iser to break the bone. Rebbe Omer, a very similar halacha, with a different drasha. It says in the pasuk, "Bayis echad yachal ve'etzem v'shish berubai." It says in the same pasuk that you should eat it and don't break the etzem. Kala royu la'achila, yes, v'shivir's etzem. Anything you're allowed to eat, it's royu la'achila, has shivir's etzem. She'ein royu la'achila, ein v'shivir's etzem. If it's not royu la'achila, ein v'shivir's etzem. So apostle is not right to eat, so there's no shivir's etzem. So it sounds like the same halacha, really, just different drasha. So what's the nafkamina between Rebbe and the Tanakama? The Gemara is going to have eight different pshat in the nafkamina. My benayah, what is the nafkamina between Rebbe and the Tanakama if the drasha is because it says b'kosher v'lo apostle, or if it's royal l'chila or not royal l'chila? What's the nafkamina? Amar Rav Yirmiya, the first nafkamina is, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Pesach abba b'tumah ikah benayah. If it's a Pesach that's abba b'tumah, the best abba b'tumah, you're allowed to eat it, because tuma hudra retziva or dechuya retziva, you're allowed to eat it. But lemaisa, it's a tummy dig of carbon. It's not a kosher carbon. It's a tummy carbon. You're allowed to bring it. But the avid, allowed to bring it. If you hold tuma dechuya, at least it's the avid, like Rashi says. Pesach vav tuma ikah benayu. Lemani am a kosher. Hai pasalu. It's a pasalu, and therefore you wouldn't be chayv malchus to break in the etzem. Lemani am a royal lachila. Hai nami royal lachila. Lemaisa, you're allowed to eat it. We paskin a pesach vav tuma is necha vav tuma. And therefore, you're allowed to eat it. So the Maimon apostle says, no, since Tumah Dechuya Ritziva, the Rashi says, so it's possible. So therefore, there's no chiyah for breaking the bone. Masha Inkein, Achila is Raya La'achila. So that's Pshat number one, Rabbi Yirmiyah's Pshat. A lot of the Pshatim, they're going to first not agree to the Pshat before that and say their own Pshat. So Rabbi Yosef Aimer, Ki Hai Gavna, in a case where it's Tumah, it's Tumah and it's Tumah Dechuya Ritziva, Ki Hai Gavna Kuliyama, Aimer Mishum Shiris Atzim. Kuliyama is no lava Shiris Atzim. Because even Rebbe, it says they need royal achila. Rebbe la kulei kaas. He's coming to be mekel. Vahai apostle. He agrees if something is possible, then he'll agree to the Tanakama that also it's no shvirus etzem. He's trying to be mekel with his svara. So what's the case that does a machlekes? Elahoyseloy shas hakosher v'nifsal ikabenayu. The nafkamina is in a case where it was don bekashrus that all the avodas are bekashrus, and then it became possible. We came to me afterwards. Ikamenayim. Lemani makosher. How kosher? This is chiyah shviras etzem. Market has shas kosher. We had before. Lemani, I'm like that. Has shas kosher. So it's a shviras etzem. Lemani dem royal achila. Hashdla royal achilu. Lemani is not royal achila. So it'll be a kula. There won't be. It's a shviras etzem because it's not royal achila. So that's pshat amatura. Yesu pshat. And afkamina is shas kosher. Abaya says, I don't agree to you. Abaya am a kuli amaki agavna, ain't bring him shiris etzem. Everyone agrees no shiris etzem here, because Abaya also, like Rav Shimon Shita, is that if it's Tomei, I don't care if it became Tomei after had a shasa kosher, still the halacha is no shiris etzem. So he holds everyone agrees that shiris etzem. My time, Hashtami is apostle, right now it's apostle. See, even if you hold out it's apostle, right now it's apostle. It was done by Kashi, right now it's apostle. Elo, what's an afkamina? Shviras etzem boidun. Very interesting. You let her break the bone of a Karm Pesach before Pesach, before you can eat it. You already brought the Karm Pesach in the afternoon, could you break it afterwards? So Lamadim a kashu, it's a kashu Karm Pesach, so it's a shviras etzem. Lamadim royal achila, hash to la bar achiluhu. Right now, Lamaisa, I can't eat it. So there Pesach, I can't eat it. So therefore, right now, those shviras etzem. So that'll be the kula of Rebbe, that for the third pshat, the third afkamina is my boidun. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kash on this. Rebbe says, Nimnim amoyach shivarosh, ve'ein nimnim amoyach shivakulus. A person can be counted as that's the basar of marrow that's in the head, but not marrow, it's in the kulus. Why? Because in the head, you get out the marrow, you get it out through the nose. A head, it comes naturally with a hole in it. You stick something into the nose of the behemoth, you pull out the marrow that way from the head. Mashenkin the kulus, which is one of the bones, the femur of one of the bones, there, you can't take out the moyach without breaking it. So therefore, Rebbe says you can't be moyna on that because you can't eat that. The main name of moyach shivakolius. Moyach shivroish my time. Why are you allowed to be nimna on that? Hov yachal gar latzia. You can schlep it out of the nose. V'sakadaitach shviras etzem by doim shapadami. If you would hold the izaman the yama holds that shviras etzem is fine by doim, which is who? Which is Rebbe was saying because it's not real achila. It's Rebbe talking here. What's going on there? So that's the kasha on Abaye. I'm like Abaye, let me know if you it's any better. Take a coal, and put it on it, and burn a hole. That's not breaking it, it's burning a hole. Take it to the be mine on it. You learn the bright. So I serve by atzamos. You burn the atzamos, or if a mechata begidim, you cut it by the sinews that attach the by the joints. You cut the bone there. It's not a problem. So why don't you use coals? El ma'is lechameima. What's the reason why that you can't use a coal to take out the bone, to take out the marrow? Tupshatim. Abayom amishum peka. Because the chshash, you might cause it to crack, and that's called breaking the bone. If you make a fire in it, it might, at the other end, it might crack from the heat. It might crack, and that's called breaking a bone. Or rabbis pshat is from hefsed kachim. That's impossible when you're making a fire and burning a hole. You're going to burn some marrow. You're not allowed to burn some basal pesach. It's called hefsed kachim, and therefore you can't do it.
Even so you can't eat it.
You know you can't eat any other way, now I'll do this. Right. You know you can't eat any other way, and this is and you have you might have to catch me a dime. You can't do it. You can't catch me a dime. So that's the reason why you can't burn it. So he says, same thing over here. Why don't we do it by Yom? Because of Gzeira. Just like there you make Gzeira. So Rav Amshim Hefzik Kachim, the Kamaf Slebi Yadayim, the Ma'ochel Nura Mayach Dein, maybe the fire will burn some Mayach. So by Yom Nami, your kasha was, oh, if by Yom is Mutfi Rabbi, why don't I do that? In order to take the Mayach out and be Nimnun Aleihem. And by Yom Nami, Gzeira and by Yom, Otu Mashach HaShaychoi. Make a Gzeira and by Yom, Otu, the after Mvoidim. After the night, we now break a bone. So upon him, so Abaye sticks up for his pshat, he protects his pshat, he has his pshat, so he's now we still have three pshatim in Afkamina between Tanakama and Rabbi. Now we'll go to the fourth pshat, Rebbe Papa's pshat. Papa Amma, Kolkei Gavno, Kuliyam Yes Mashiris Etzim. Erev Yomtiv, for Papa says, I hold, everyone holds Shiris Etzim, even if you're Rabbi. My time, well, the Urta Mechzel Achila, that's called Roy Lachila. My said, it's still Roy Lachila. I'm eating it tonight. So, what is the Machlekes Rebbe in Tanakama? By Eves Yotzim Exosse. El by Eves Yotzim Exosse Kemifagi. The halacha is that Karm Pesach now go out of Yerushalayim. If one part of it goes out of Yerushalayim, that part's also by Achila and the rest part's Mutter. So, you have part of the Ever that went out, like half the Ever. I have to take that off. I don't want to eat that basa. So, there, my ladder cut off that thing, or I'm not allowed to cut off that half of Aver. Because on one hand, I can't eat it. On the other hand, it's kosher. So let's see how the Gemara says it. Elba Aver is Yosem Ksosik Mifigi. Madam a kosher, ha kosher. The Maisa, this Aver as a whole is called a kosher. Madam Roy Lachila, halavar achilu. This part of the Basa is not Roy Lachila. And we'll explain something soon. Let's first finish the Gemara two lines. Kritanya. Rabbi Shmuel, but Eish V'Yechem V'Gomer, Eivet Shiyotzim Eksosoi V'Shavroi, Ein Bo Mishum Shvirus Etzem. Like Shmuel says that Eivet that went out partly and you broke it, there's no Isser Shvirus Etzem. So the Gemara is saying is like this: you have this Eivet, let's say it's the bottom of the foot. So half of it can't be eaten. So you have to peel off the basar and throw it away, burn it, throw it away. It's Yotze. So you want to cut it. So the shaila is you're allowed to cut in that place. One month, so he says like this: if you're like Rebbe, you're allowed to cut it because it's not right lachila. But lefi the man yom kosher, you can't cut it because it's kosher. Now, even as you say it over, it's hard to say it over. What's the difference? What are you looking at? The place where you're cutting, if that's a place that's called not right lachila, so it's possible also. So Teres, you look at the whole bones, the whole bones right lachila also. And this is a kasher that we don't have a Teres. Do Teisvis, if you look at the second Teisvis, he asks his kasher. Says Tema, Amai kosher like kosher tvei mebarachila hu. Masha ain't a royal lachila, have kosher hu. Like make up your mind, yeah? So I don't have pshat. The Teres is not pshat. Teres is blab shver with this kasher on this fourth pshat of Rav Papa. Now we're going to the fifth pshat, Rav Sheshes pshat. Rav Sheshes bereid Rav Idi Omar, kol kai gavno, the kuliyam eim mishum shuris etzem. Everyone agrees here is no Shvirus Etzem. The Eiver will possible. It's a possible Eiver. Elos, what's an afkaminim to Rebbe and Tanakama? Shvirus Etzem beno. You have now a no means not a fully roasted piece of carbon pesach, and Lach is not allowed to eat that. But it is kosher. So that's shmak and afkaminim. You can benayu, mind them a kosher, a kosher. Mine says a kosher meat, it's not possible. You have to roast it, then it's be kosher. Mind the royal achila, hashtun in royal achila right now, it's not royal achila yet. It's not royal achila, so you're allowed to break it. That would look like it's Rebbe in the Tanakama. That's Rav Sheshish's pshat. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, I don't agree to your pshat. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, Kol ki agavno, yesh boi b'shem shviris etzem. My time, it's called shviris etzem. Yeah, it is shviris etzem. Even if you're a rebbe of Roy Lechila, why? The chazal Lechila, it's Roy Lechila. What do you do? Matvei v'lochla, you're roasting right now, you're about to eat it. So he doesn't like that pshat. So he comes with the sixth pshat now. Now we're talking about Aliyah. Elo, shviris ha'aliyah ikim minayim. We're talking about the Aliyah. This Aliyah, the tail, when you bring a seh for Karm Pesach, that's, the tail is one of the things you bring on the Mizbeach, one of the Emurim. You can't eat it. So there has a bone in the Aliyah, in the tail. It's the only one of the Emurim that have a bone. That's why picking this one. And you want to break that bone. So Lamandi Amar Kashur, it's Kashur. It's Kashur Karm Pesach. It's Grav Emurim. Lamandi Amar Lechila, Hayin Amar Lechila. It's not Roy Lechila because Aliyah Legvay Yisalka, because the Aliyah belongs on the Mizbeach. So that is our sixth pshat in the Nafmina. Nafmina is an Aliyah. An Aliyah is supposed to be on the Mizbeach. If you break the bone there, feel on the kosher. It's kosher. When Reuel Achila, it's not Reuel Achila. Rav Ashi Amar, no, I don't agree to you. Kol ki gavna vaday ein bo mishum shviris etzem. That is not called shviris etzem. Vaday in Reuel Achila klal. It's not Reuel Achila. Because it's not even in the parish of Achila. And everyone will agree it's not shviris etzem. Ella, he says, Rashi says, the nafkamina of the Rebbe in Tanakhama is Eva she'inul of kazayis basa. Doesn't have a kazayis basa. Has basa, but not kazayis. Yikim na'ayu. L'madim a kosher, a kosher. L'madim roi la'achila, b'in a shir achila v'leke. You need a shir achila, which is a shir kazayis. That's Rav Ashi's pshat. Ravina's pshat is similar to Rav Ashi. Ravina Amar, which is the eighth pshat, kol ki agav les b'em shum shviris etzem. Anytime it's not a kazayis on this aver, you can break this bone, this limb you can break if it doesn't have a kazayis. But divina shir achilo, ela aver she'en lov kazayis bas makom zeh, in the place where you're breaking, it doesn't have a kazayis, v'yash lov kazayis b'makom acha, it's a kazayis further on the bone, ika b'nayim. Lemandem a kosher or a kosher, it's kosher and it's also the break. Lemandem roi la achila, b'inan shir achila makom shvira lagna. You need a shir achila in the makom shvira, and that you don't have. So akapanim, we were zoicha to eight pshatim the nafkamina. Just to repeat them over quickly, we have Rabbi Yirmiyah who said the nafkamina is, it was a Pesach that was Tamei, and it's called Pasel, but it's called Royal Achila because it's allowed to eat a carbon that's Tumo Tuchuyah B'tziva. That was pshat number one. Pshat number two is Rabbi Yosef. There's Shasa Kosher, and it became Pasel. So Mandem a Kosher, it's called Kosher because the Avodah was done for Kashers. But it's not Royal Achila because it's Pasel now. Pshat number three was Abaya. That was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, it's still Kosher, but the Mice is not Bar Achilu. That was the Machlekes. Rav Papa says the Machlekes is Yotza Miksasai. Part of it went out. We had Taisis Kosher, and understand the Chilik. But it's called the Kosher, but it's not called Royal Achila. Rav Sheshi says the Nafmina is Na, which means not roasted. So it's Kosher, but it's not Bar Achila. Rav Nachman said it's Aliyo, which is supposed to be known as Be'ach. That's Kosher, not Bar Achila. Rav Asher says Avesh Inilav Kazayis Basar. And Ravina says it has Kazayis Basar, but not the Mokim when you break it. So now we have all eight Pshat Muklar, so we can see the next Brisa. Tanya looked at the Brisa, Ka'arba Minai. We looked at the Brisa like four of these Pshatim. That means we're going to bring down a Rebbe in a Brisa, and we'll see Rebbe's going to say four of these Pratim. It's actually five. It actually could be up to five of them. Tanya Ka'arba Minai. The Tanya looked at the Brisa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, V'vayis Echad Yachel, V'etzim Lezish Rubai. It makes us hackish. That etzim v'sishu roi is dafka by things that roi la'achila. Ala kosher hu chayiv v'ein chayiv apostle. Only if it's roi la'achila is a chayiv, but not chayiv on apostle. So we're going to explain what's called kosher, what's called apostle. Hois lo shasa kosher v'nifsal. So that's not called, v'shasa chila, ein boi m'shu shiris etzim. There's no problem of shviris etzim. Because it's nifsal, so that's like Rav Yosef's pshat. Yes, boy, shir achila. Yes, shir etzem. Yes, shir etzem. Yes, shir etzem. It has to have shir achila. So that pshat shir achila is either like Ravina or like Rav Ashi. They both said you need shir achila. One said you need kazayis b'makom echa. One needed kazayis b'chlal. So it's one of those two pshatim. That's why I said maybe it's five. It's not really five, but we're not sure what Ravina or Rav Ashi. One of those two pshatim. Ein b'shir etzem. Et aroyel mizbeach. Ein b'mishir shir etzem. A royal achila, which means to come to fuke alya. Royal mizbeach, no shviras etzem. That's like Rav Nachman's pshat of alya. B'shas achila, yes, b'shem shviras etzem. Shem achila, yes, shviras etzem. That's coming la fuke the din of a boid yoim, the din of erev Pesach. Which is not shas achila, there won't be a shviras etzem. So we have in the brisa where Rebbe says there's no problem shviras etzem, not by boid yoim, not by shas akosher, not by alya, and not by something doesn't have a kazayis basa, either makam echad or not makam there, and therefore we see a raya to four of the pshatim. And Metzim will stop here, and we'll start on the next year from Itmar, which will continue a similar sugya, vaita with the halachas of shviras etzem, makam shesh by kazayis.